Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Brand new day, pregnant with possibilities. This is Pulling Your Eyelids Open. I'm your host, Russell Price. This is Pulling Your Eyelids Open. I'm your host, Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, and we're celebrating 45 years of publishing. 45 years of publishing. It's a big one. Before we get started, I'm going to enlighten you on handling your business marketing-wise during the pandemic, in the midst of the pandemic. We want to thank our sponsor, Torrey's Restaurant, 700 V Street Northwest. Been there for over 40 years. Best soul food in the District of Columbia. And it's still there. A black business in the midst of the corona. Still serving the community and doing well. This morning, I want to talk to you about marketing your business in the midst of the corona-19. Five tips to stay afloat. We're in a new normal now. People can no longer market their business like it used to be. They have to take time to do things a little bit different. If you're like many businesses owners out there, the corona pandemic has rocked your world. 62% of small businesses have experienced some kind of decrease in revenue. Some places have been closed, period. They're not even open. And then some places are open, but they're open with less capacity. Marketing your business during the COVID-19, I'm giving you these tips because they're needed. They're so needed. The COVID-19 has changed the lives of consumers and businesses alike. And with the major change, and a new normal comes a new way to market to your customers. You have to have a new way of doing it. You can't do it the old way. The old way is dead as Julius Caesar. Number one thing you can do is reassure your customers. Reassure your customers. Your customers are your business. Number one fans. Without them, you wouldn't be a successful business. In a time with so much uncertainty, you need to reassure your customers that you are there for them. I let my customers know that we still market. We're the king of all marketing. Nobody can out-market Russell. I will make sure my customers still get the best marketing tips they can. I will market their business. I will see to it that their business still becomes a brand. So how do you do it? How do you reassure your customers? First off, you can send out email updates. Send email updates out. Post regularly on social media. If you look at my Facebook page, I got about 6 Facebook pages. I'm all over social media. I'm posting every day. Promoting some business or making some businesses know that they exist. Add information in customers' account on their dashboard, on their Facebook page. If they allow you to post something on their Facebook page, post something on their Facebook page or share something on your Facebook page. And I have different pages you can post for free. There's a Facebook page that the King of Marketing has. Advertise your event for free. At the end of this podcast, I will be posting those Facebook pages and places that you can post your event for free, reassuring your customers that everything is going to be okay. It is a must during the pandemic. Trust me when I say that this customer will appreciate you, the updates, if you keep them abreast. Don't keep them in the dark. Please, don't keep them in the dark. Make sure that the customer knows that you care. Number two, get creative. Get creative. You have to have a creative mind. One of my biggest assets is creativity. I can create and make up things and create things in the drop of a hat. I can be laying in the bed at night, but my mind is creative. I'm going to create. Be creative. The coronavirus age is not the time to fall back on your old marketing strategies. It's time to take the risk and create without a doubt your major marketing tactics. Get busy with it. When it comes to marketing and business during the COVID, the most creative you can be, the better you are. The more creative you are, the better you are. No matter what it is, try something new. Having a unique way to market your products and services make you stand out from your other companies. Not to mention, spicing up your marketing can help draw new customers and keep businesses becoming during the pandemic. If you have a business, promote your business. Do something creative to promote. Give giveaways if you have to. So you may be asking yourself, how can I take my marketing up a level while dealing with this virus, this pandemic? How can I do it? What can I do? You can also offer virtual options to customers. Take like online classes or marketing classes. Like what I'm doing right now is I'm giving you some tips in marketing. Whatever creative route you decide to take, have fun. Have fun with it. Have a brainstorming session to think about what you can do to attract customers and make them want to spend their hard-earned cash during the pandemic with you. You realize some businesses during the pandemic is making more money than they did before. I recently saw a ad on Facebook for a cookie. You know how many cookies there's out already? There's all kind of cookies. Cookies all in the grocery store. Cookies online. This company, this guy, decided to make a better cookie. He decided to make a better cookie. He went on, it's called Bang Cookie. Go to the website, bang.com. He created a cookie that was so big and so moist and so full of nuts and cakes. It's a cookie. It's a cookie. But the people started lining up outside. So before the pandemic, he had lines around the block to buy. This cookie's not cheap. But now you can go online and buy the cookie. Four cookies is about $40. Who would pay $40 for a cookie? A cookie. Three, four, five cookies, $40. But he's got people banging his door down because the cookie's just that good. But he took it to another level because he advertised it and promoted it social media-wise. Kick things up on social media. Kick it up. That's what he did. He kicked it up. Even before the corona started, social media was king. As of 2019, 79% of Americans are on social media with some kind of profile. That number continues to grow. More and more people are going to virtually every day during the pandemic. To market your company is to, in the middle of the pandemic, will take you to strangers that you don't know, strategies that you didn't know. Start or join a conversation about your business. On social media, utilize sponsors, posts, or paid advertisement. I utilize paid advertisement sponsors every day. Post more frequently. Have an online contest. Share your business or chance to win Xbox or something. Make sure you have a contest. Keep your customers in the loop with the store updates. for your product update. Promote special limited time offerings. Say something is going to be 3 days. You can get it for 3 days. You'll see some of the things that I'll be posting this week on social media. We're going to be doing some podcast sponsorships. We're going to be making sure that people can do things on social media. Social media is a great way for you to create buzz about your business, not to mention it's relatively inexpensive. You don't even cost that much to do it. So what are you going to do and what are you waiting for? Number four, build relationships virtually. The new thing is virtually. There's a couple of virtually events coming up. Tomorrow we have as our guest the one and only Carolyn Washington. She's doing her event virtually. Roger Chapman is doing a concert virtually, along with Robert T. I mean, people are doing things virtually, which is good. Building relationship is one of those things that can easily be said that done, especially when you're trying to build them online versus in person. It's a difference than doing it online. But if you want to market your business in the midst of the coronavirus, you have to embrace building and strengthening your relationship with your customers online. To strategize relationships or to strengthen your relationships with your customers, put yourself in their shoes. What would you want to see and hear from a business? How would you feel if you saw one of your business's marketing competitors? Keep open, honest, and considerate communication going. Keep it going. If you currently don't have a regular audience or communication with your customers, now is the time to start one. Start something online for your customers. When communicating and connecting with customers during the pandemic, be pretty much empathetic, you know, genuine and thoughtful. Be caring, be understanding. Be something that they care about. And last but not least, improve your online presence. With the corona pandemic in full swing and more people hopping on the line bandwagon, they're hopping on the online bandwagon. There's no better time to work on your business online presence than right now. Having a strong online presence can help you build your brand and gain credibility to attract new customers. Plus, it makes your business more readily accessible to customers. So I can't stress it enough. Please. According to the one source that I do, and I do a lot of sources, between 50 to 70% due to the COVID, the pandemic, is people are spending a lot of time, free time, online. Why not take advantage of this? To give your business online presence is a nice and honest thing you can do. The number here is 516-418-5482. If you want to talk about your business or you want to say something about it before we close this out. This is a short podcast today. We're going to get ready for Carolyn Washington tomorrow morning. Possibilities. Optimize your business website for mobile. Get an app. Create a valuable content. Do what they call a SEO search, research. Incorporate keywords on your website pages. Engage in online communication and forums. Improve your user experience. Again, there's no better time than now to boost your online presence. And remember, even if you already have a top-notch online presence, there's always room for improvement. So get out there and give your business the online boost it deserves. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of B-Band Magazine. I'm celebrating 45 years of publishing. I give it to you straight talk, no chaser. It's called Pulling Your Eyelids Open. You can share this podcast with someone who needs it. But again, this is Russell Price. Pandemic can't kill you, baby. Pandemic can only make you better. Wake up, y'all.
What you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be.
Give me a call off the air, 202-445-1131. If you want your business to be marketed, if you need your business to be branded, 202-445-1131.
Don't you make them happy before they have to wait.